Did you know you can support your local independent bookstore and me in my efforts to promote books that feature women in aviation by shopping for your next Aviatrix read on the Literary Aviatrix website? I built the website to serve as a central source to search and find books featuring women in aviation, and it was important to me to offer you the opportunity to buy from independent sellers. If the book you're interested in is available on bookshop.org, you'll find a link to purchase through my affiliate account on my website, which means I'll receive a small portion of the sale to support the content you love. Blue skies and happy reading. Hello and welcome. This is Liz Booker with a Literary Aviatrix Waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from Season 1, Episode 28, with Amber Smith about her book, Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I come from a military background, the Coast Guard, where women are 8% in aviation. And I'm guessing that in the Army, especially at the time that you joined, the percentage was even smaller than that. And I've also worked in joint environments. So I've had the opportunity to observe all of the different cultures. And so how did that culture, how did you feel when you walked into that culture? How did you ingratiate yourself or not? I know you talk a little bit about it in the book, and I feel like you maybe have cherry-picked some really, you know, key examples of that experience, but I'd love to hear more about, like, how did you get in there and function?
So it was eye-opening. I grew up with two sisters. I didn't have any brothers, and I went into a completely male-dominated work environment. And even as you said, like, females were... female helicopter pilots were very rare. I then went on to fly the Kiowa Warrior helicopter, which is a light attack reconnaissance helicopter, and even less women flew that helicopter. And then I was a warrant officer. So I was like, there were very, very few of us.
You're a unicorn.
Very few of us. And so we all kind of stuck together. But it was eye-opening, I guess you could say. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew going into it that it was going to be a challenge. I don't think I knew how hard it was going to be. And I don't think I knew that some of the issues that I would face would have been the issues that I faced, I guess. I grew up with, I didn't know that some people would have an issue with me just because I was a woman in that job environment. Like, I grew up with like a dad that was very much like, who cares that you're a girl? Like, go do whatever you want to do. If you want to fly, like, don't let being a woman be what prevents you from doing that. And so I grew up thinking that, like, being a woman in a male dominated environment, like, okay, what's the big deal? That's just kind of how I viewed it growing up. So then when I actually got in it, I was like, what's the big deal? Why do people care? But a lot of them didn't. Whenever I talk about the issues that I did face, I always think that it's important that there were more, I would say, that thought it was cool that I was there and appreciated that I wanted to serve and that I loved aviation and was there to do the same job that they were. But there definitely were, especially more of like the older generation that wasn't used to women being in those positions. You know, I faced a little bit of a challenge. And I would say one of the biggest difference was you always had to be on, if that makes any sense. You didn't get a chance, like, you didn't have the flexibility to have a bad day. And so it was, you know, if you failed at something, then it was a massive big deal. If a guy next to you failed at the exact same thing, people just brushed it off and moved on. But it was just because the spotlight was always on you, I think, because, but not only was I a woman, I was a young woman. When I got to my unit, I was 22 years old. And like I said, I think it was quite confusing for some people about why I was there. And I think people wanted to test me and wanted to see if I could do my job the same way that they could. And so I always say it wasn't until I got back from Iraq that I felt like people really knew that I was there for the right reasons and that I could do it and they could count on me and trust me as a member of the team. Getting that acknowledgement didn't come easy. I had to earn it, that's for sure. But once I did, you know, I was part of the team, and it was a great team to be on. But it did not come without its struggles. But, you know, sometimes things worth having are a lot of hard work.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm thinking back to so many incidents too for me. I was the same way. I was oblivious. You know, I grew up wanting to be a pilot. I was encouraged. I was in positive environments. And I was enlisted for 5 years before I went to flight school. And honestly, like, nobody ever batted an eye. You know, I was just someone who wanted to fly just like the guys were. And it wasn't until I got to flight school when I started to receive weird signals. It wasn't necessarily, what are you doing here? Because you're a girl and you don't belong here. It was just the strangest tests, you know, like you're talking about, and feeling also like you always have to be on. And if you fail, you've failed every woman who has ever done this or will ever come behind you. You know, it felt like a lot of responsibility for me. And I wasn't even on the first wave, you know?
Yes.